This is Lorinda Jinks. I'm a reporter covering the city of Springdale for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. On Wednesday, I joined about 40 residents and enthusiasts at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History, sharing their ideas for placemaking, making a place for everyone at the museum, making everyone feel welcomed. Representatives of the Project for Public Spaces in New York led the residents to share their impressions and suggestions for some of the museum's outdoor areas. Placemaking, when done together with community members, can strengthen the connection between people and the places they share by making the places more attractive, interesting, and inviting, the landscape architects and urban planners said. And the efforts don't have to be big or expensive. The museum has received an $80,000 grant from the Project for Public Spaces, backed by the Walton Family Foundation, to implement some of the ideas. Elena Madison, Director of Projects for the Project for Public Spaces, shared her first impressions of the Shiloh Museum.
We were here back in March for, announcing this program and looking at some of the spaces in the region, not just in Springdale. And we almost like didn't see the museum. It's a little hidden, but it has like amazing staff, really interesting programming, a lot of interesting history. And we feel like this is a great opportunity for that history and that programming and all the resources that are indoors to kind of come outside a little bit and be more visible and available to the community.
Alex Parr joined a group that stood on the corner of North Main Street and West Johnson Avenue, marking the museum's southwestern boundary.
With it kind of being at a prominent intersection, kind of attract downtown patrons. So when people are walking down Emma Street over there, you can look over and you see a big white building. But all you see right now really is a big white building. And so there's opportunity to say, oh, there's something cool over there. Let's go take a look at that. And two, it's kind of just a melting pot of different people. You know, there's churchgoers, there's City Hall. The jail apparently is nearby too. So there's opportunities to bring different kinds of people in.
Another group retreated from the heat under the shade trees at the historic Cooper Barn. They considered activities the museum could plan for the barnyard. Dana Thompson told of her many years participating in museum programming. Museum staff members said they were pleased she has enjoyed the recent changes.
I think that's where y'all have most improved, is adding more activities for adults in the calendar. There's always been good activities for children, even way back.
That's my job. That's our job.
Way back when, way back when my kids were in school, y'all had the kids' classes in the summer. Then they would come to, and I know y'all still doing that.
The museum's director, Angie Albright, said the museum staff has talked often about some of the same needs the residents mentioned.
We need to find ways to connect with the neighborhoods around us and to be especially more a more direct connection with places like Turnbow Park that are right across the street, and figuring out how we can fit in with what's happening downtown while still maintaining our own personality as a museum.
Have there been any surprises?
One of the things that I heard consistently in all the groups was were comments about adding more color to this place. Now, we have lots of flowers and some things like that, but I thought that was interesting, and I think it's going to be a really fun challenge to think about how do you add color without you can't alter buildings. How do you still feel historic while also adding a little more vibrancy?
At the end of the evening, Madison said the representatives will review the information they've received. They will return to the museum in a few months with some ideas to help the museum make its place.
We have a small amount of money, and we want to test some ideas about improving the outdoor space, attracting more people to the space, making it more convenient and comfortable for existing users, and kind of helping the outdoor space better attract and reflect the diversity of the Springdale community.